Is there a word or testimony or anything on anyone's heart before we go any further in service today? We do want to give Brother David and Sister Linda the right hand of church fellowship today, although Sister Linda, she's got more warts on her hand that's probably sore. I don't know why she picks these days like that, but that's all right. So when you come around, we may just have to give her a hug, but I think it still will apply. But would it be okay if we do that after I get through preaching, if that's what the Lord wants? We want to do that in our altar service, and maybe there'll be some other things that will take place as well. But we'll do that in just a little while. But if the Lord presses upon you to stay or do something, have a lead at this time, a song that needs to be sung, you just feel free. I know what the Lord wants me to do, but I don't know what the Lord wants you to do. And so we all have to give an answer to the Lord for the things that we do or the things that we don't do. And so I just want to say I'm feeling a lot better this week than I did last week. So I appreciate your prayers on our behalf. And thank you again for lifting us up. Brother Terry had made mention of the service last week and got to hear some testimonies I hadn't heard since I've been here. And so it's just a blessing. But you know, that was last week and today is today. We can't go back and do anything. You know, there was only the manna for that day. And so we pray that the Lord will bring down manna for us today, and that everything that's said and done will be for His glory and for His honor. I prayed about what to preach on today, and the Lord spoke to me while I was mowing yesterday and let me know. And I've been asking Him, you know, is there something else I need to preach on? Or as you know, my subject has been God for the last few weeks. And so as I was praying, I was asking the Lord. I even had a suggestion or two of what I needed to preach on today. You know, there's a lot of suggestions that are made along the way. And maybe one of these days we'll get to those subjects. But I have to preach what God laid upon my heart. And what God laid upon my heart is I was mowing. And I asked the Lord, and He said, you just go tell Him that I'm eternal. God eternal. That's our subject today. God eternal. And as I was meditating and thinking about that, and a song began to come up in my heart. And I, for whatever reason, you know, I've got some of you may have never been to our house, or I've got a lot of mowing I have to do. And for whatever reason, while I was on the mower and mowing back and forth, up and down, and I just began to thank Jesus for all of His blessings. I just came to that. You know, I got to looking around. I was saying, God eternal, all this belongs to You. Our house, our home, I belong to You. And all I could say was, thank You, Jesus. Thank You, thank You, thank You for all Your blessings. For our home, our family, and everything that we have. And then as I began to pray and meditate on this subject, let it be known. You know, I think there's a lot of people in the world, they're just trying to still figure out God. And as they're trying to figure out God and His existence, I think the one thing that they really miss is they can't understand that God is eternal. And many will ask, well, where did God come from? I think that's a common question among people today. If there really is a God, where did He come from? And what I'm going to try to establish today with the Scriptures is this. He is before the beginning. Now that's just, we can't understand that. But God is before the beginning. And He is everlasting to everlasting. Now if He didn't have a beginning and He's everlasting to everlasting, what does that mean? It means God is eternal. And so we find in Deuteronomy chapter 33, we want to take our reading lesson, and we're going to begin with verse 26. In Deuteronomy 33 and 26, then we're going to look at the middle of the Bible, we're going to look at the Psalm, and then we're going to look at the end of the Bible, and we're going to see that from the beginning of the Bible to the end of the Bible and everything in between in the Bible, it explains that God is eternal. It says in our reading, verse 26, there is none like unto the God at Jeshurun, What's the word Jeshurun mean? It means supremely happy. That's what that means. There is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Israel shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine, and also his heaven shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel. Who is likened to thee, O people saved by the Lord? The shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency? And thine enemies shall be found liars upon thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. We find here that Moses, who wrote the first five books of the Pentateuch, and one of them is the book of Deuteronomy, Moses wrote this, and he says, the eternal God is thy refuge. And so he's just not a temporary God. He's a God that has no beginning. He has no end. He's from everlasting to everlasting. And Moses points that out in a psalm in the 90th division of Psalms. We're going to turn over there and we're going to read that in just a moment. But one of the things I want you to understand is, you know, when we're meditating and we're praying, or maybe when things are not going just right, you know what you ought to do this week or tomorrow or today even, is when you're thinking about all these things that may be going wrong, just think on the eternal existence of God. And I believe one thing that will happen to you is that you will become supremely happy, especially if you belong to Him. Did you hear what He said? He said, happy art thou, O Israel, who is likened to thee, O people saved by the Lord. Now, Ron and I, we were sitting on the swing today, and you know, we were reading our devotionals. A lot of people that think, well, Israel is just talking about a nation, Israel. But what they don't understand, and Jesus, He made it pretty clear, and Paul affirmed that, the Apostle Paul, that Israel still exists, not as a nation, but we are the children of Israel. You say, what do you mean we're the children of Israel? The Bible tells us that when you're saved by God's grace, you become adopted in as a child of the Israelites, and we're grafted in. That's what Paul said, and I know this is a whole different a sermon, but what I want us to understand, when you're saved, you are a joint heir with Christ, and you become as one of Christ, and you ought to be happy about that, you see? And I guess one of the happy things about it is when you know an eternal God, God has revealed to you that you belong to Him, and if you belong to Him, you know what it says? You are one of His chosen people. That just thrills my soul. To know that we serve a supreme happy being. A lot of people say, well, God is love and God is wrath. How can He be happy? You know when He's most happy? I believe He's most happy when we, as His children, are obedient to Him and do as He says, and not what all the world or the theme or the... you know, when a lot of people, the fad of the time, I don't know why that just came to me, but you know what? A lot of people are just looking at the fad of the time and the fad of the day, but God is eternal. He has existed forever. He's not just a temporary fad. He's just not a temporary event. He is something that is eternal, from everlasting to everlasting, and I want to convey that in this message today. And so now let's go and see why that God makes us happy and made Moses happy in the 90th division of the book of Psalms. We're going to turn over there, and as God gives us utterance, we'll try to expound upon that. And you know what? A lot of times I come to this pulpit, I go to a lot of pulpits, and I have these verses of Scripture that I feel like I need to read, and a lot of times I don't even know what I'm going to expound upon them. You know why? Because my eternal God has to fill in the blanks. You know how He does that? He does that in His existence. How does He do that? Well, we pointed out in the very first message that God is triune. It's God mean nothing to you or nothing to me. But because of the Holy Ghost, what He'll do is when we read the verses of Scripture and let Him speak to us, our eternal God will fill in the void spaces that I have today. And I've got a lot of them. I've got a lot of void spaces today. All I know is God sent me here today. I don't have a sermon written out. I don't have all these things. He's checked, He's balances, He's dots, He's I's. I got a post-it note with the sermons on it. You know what it says? I read to you what's already on it. Now, I've already read over two-thirds of what's on this post-it note. And you know what it says? He is before the beginning. He is everlasting to everlasting. And then I take the Bible and I prove it. And God makes me very happy. And then the last thing I want to prove to you, in the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, in the first chapter, it says that God, and you say, but this was Jesus that said it. Oh yes, but Jesus is God. He said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And so today, as we get ready to go into this message, let's look at some things that really make us happy. It ought to make everybody happy that's saved by God's grace, because you belong to God eternal. Think about it. Let that sink in. We can't. Just let it sink in, the God that lives in this soul. He's eternal. In other words, He's going to last forever. He never gets tired. My brother-in-law, Ronnie, used to sing a song and bless me so much. It says His hair isn't gray. His skin isn't wrinkled. You know why? Because He's an eternal God. He's eternal. And oh, I praise God that I know, that I know, that I know a God that is eternal in the heavens. And He's allowed us on this earth, His earth that He created, to spend a little time here before we go in eternity with Him. And we're going to be there forever and ever and ever. There won't be no crutches. There won't be no wheelchairs. There won't be no oxygen. There won't be any heartaches. There won't be any pain. You know why? Because God is eternal. And He's gone to prepare a place where each and every one of us will go. But you see, while we're here on earth, a lot of people are just not very happy lately. But you know, Moses, before he went away, he wrote this song. And this is what he said. First of all, he says, Lord, what a way to start a psalm. What a way to start a day. What a way to start church. What a way to start a song. What a way to start a prayer. What a way to just come in among God's people and say, Lord, our eternal God. He says, Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Aren't you glad that He hasn't missed any generation? He's the God of every generation. He's the God of our fathers. He will be the God of our children and our grandchildren and our children's children for many generations to come, if He allows time to go on. You see, time may end today. Time may end before the eclipse tomorrow. Time may end, and when it does, then every eye shall see, and every ear shall hear, and every tongue shall confess that God is eternal. He said, before the mountains were brought forth. He said, or ever Thou hast formed the earth and the world. Listen to what Moses says. Before any of the creation, any of the things that you see, any of the moon, any of the stars, any of the sun, any of the existence of anything that's ever been, he said, before it was, he says, even from everlasting to everlasting, he says, Thou art God. Now, I don't know about you, but I fully am persuaded that this is true. God is eternal, from everlasting to everlasting. He said, Thou turnest man into destruction, and saith, Return ye children of men. He says, For 1,000 years in Thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past. And He says, and as a watch in the night. And so he says, Thou carriest them away as with a flood. He said, Thou are asleep in the morning, and then they are like grass which are growing up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up, and the evening it is cut down and withereth. He says, for we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath we are troubled. He said, thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. He said, for all our days are passed away in thy wrath, and we spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet in the strength and labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and then we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger, even according to thy fear? So it is thy wrath. So teach us. And that, I believe this, as I stop right here, this maybe you're not getting anything out of these messages, but maybe it's just for me. He says, so teach us. Teach us. Teach us what, God? Teach us who you are, what you are, and your existence. And I guess if there's one thing I would want to affirm to this church, that God is real. And don't ever lose sight of that fact, and that He would teach us that no matter how bad it gets, or how turmoil and how much trouble that we face in our lives and in this world, what we need to do, as Moses said, is have God, our eternal God, teach us what? Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Oh, I'm going to say something maybe you don't agree, but God, He's filling in the blank. I didn't think about it right until right now. But until you know God and want Him to teach you and to number your days and to take you and apply our hearts to wisdom, you say, Brother Spurgeon, where do I start? Sign me up. Oh, you got signed up the day you got saved. But you know why you're not growing? You know why I'm not growing? As rapidly as we'd like to. Oh, here we go. Brother Spurgeon, now you've done gone to meddling. I'm telling you what God sent me to say. We've got too many distractions taking us away from what our focus should be. And our focus is we serve God eternal. And if we would just let Him, He would fill our hearts up with so much wisdom. He says, and let us fill it up with wisdom. And He says, how do we do that? He says, return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy early with thy mercy. And surely He has, that we may what? Be supremely happy and rejoice, He says. Rejoice and be glad. Just a few days on earth. That's not what He said. He said, rejoice and be glad all our days. You know why a lot of people aren't happy today? Because they don't want to be. You want to be happy in the Lord? You got to want to be. You say, well, I just can't turn it on like a light switch on and off. No, you can't do that. But there is something that you can do. And if you recognize God eternally every day, the days when things seem like they're just going bad, when they're going wrong, when you're depressed, when it seems like you just can't go another minute, then He'll send a good service like He did last week and just put you right back where you need to be. And I didn't even ask for it. That's grace. That's God. That's an eternal God that knows every generation and what every generation needs. Let me go on record and tell you what every generation needs. It needs God eternal. You need God eternal. You may say, well, Brother Spurgeon, I've made it this far without Him. Oh, just think about what lies ahead. What lies ahead? I'll tell you, the God I know in my heart, when He put His love and mercy in there, and He We sang a song today. Did I ask you to sing any songs today but one? Just one song. One more ballad. That's the only song I asked him to sing. So who told you to sing those songs? Do you even think about the songs that we sing? The songs that are played up here. Sister Lisa, she was up here before Sunday. Guess what? I was the first one in the parking lot today. I just want everybody to know that. I was the first one in the parking lot. Now, Brother Jimmy and Sister Lisa, Susan, they were right behind us. I don't think I've ever been to church first anywhere I've pastored. I'm telling you, this is a turning point. But Sister Lisa, she was up here before Sunday, and she was playing a song, and I began to hum that song. I was singing that song. I was in the restroom, and I could hear it, and I could sing that song. You see, if you want to be happy today, you can be happy if you'll just let God make you happy. Or you can be sad, and you can go on another day. Or you can go on another day lost without God eternal. Or you can know God eternal today. Why wait till tomorrow? Why? When you can return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and the glory unto their children. What children? The children that are saved. Israel is saved. People are saved. And how are you saved? We sing a song. A victory was won. I love the songs that go right along and help to fill in the gaps that need to be filled in. I may be putting you to sleep. You may not get anything out of this. But guess what? I did. And I do. Because I know God is eternal. So he says, let thy work appear unto thy servants, and the glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord. Oh, just let that sink in. If there's one thing that I've tried to do is just put forth to this church a beautiful bouquet of God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. How many of you ever found the four-leaf clover? Anybody? Well, yeah. I found a four-leaf clover a couple of times in my life. Usually they're always what? Three, right? But aren't you glad that even though there's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, there's room for you? There's room for you. And just every now and then, all those millions and millions of clovers that are out there, and those little white flowers that you can tie together, I get a beautiful picture of a bouquet. I get a beautiful picture of God just manifesting Himself to me, letting me know God is eternal. And it puts a great desire in my heart to let everybody know that there is something more to this life than just going through it and dying without God. The best is yet to come. So he says, let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. Now, as we get ready to conclude this message today, and I don't know how much longer it'll be. I know I didn't preach last week, and so sometimes it goes a little bit longer, sometimes it doesn't. But one thing I want to convey to you today is that God wanted me to let everybody know that He's eternal, and the reason we know
His Son, Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ establishes the fact that He's eternal. He preached it. Oh, wow. What a thought. Not only did He preach it, He lived it. God eternal. Oh, we can preach it, we can teach it, we can tell everybody, we can thump our Bibles at them, we can say, you got to know God. And you do. But God is still, He is still able to make Himself known to all humanity. And this eclipse tomorrow, that's one way that He makes Himself known, that He is God. He set it into motion. He set it into time. He was before the beginning. And so if He's before the beginning, He took the sun and He hung it there. He put the moon and He hung it there. And billions, yea, billions and billions of stars all over the galaxies. And He set it out there. And He says, I'm eternal. I'm everlasting to everlasting. And when He put man into the world, His creation, He knew man would sin. And so God, in His infinite foreknowledge, He and God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, are they, them only, made the way. Knowing that man tried to do his own thing, try to figure it out his own way, or try to figure out why this is happening in the globe, and that's happening in the globe, and this one's happening. And you know what? You know what I do? It's in your hands, God eternal. It's in your hands. So what am I here for? Maybe you ought to write that. There's not a whole lot of space on the back of the bulletin today, but maybe you ought to just write that down. What am I here for? God, You're eternal. God, You're from the beginning. You're everlasting to everlasting. You're Alpha. You're Omega. Why am I here? You ever thought about that? I may have told this before, but I've been telling it for 25 years from the pulpit. Little boy went to Sunday school one day. The Sunday school teacher looked at him. And he says to the students, children, you were put here to help others. True? Little Johnny stood up in the back and said, well, teacher, what's the others here for? Let that sink in. What are we here for? We that are truly saved by God's grace, we that know God, know the eternal God. I know our sins. I know His anger. I know He gets angry with me because I do this or I do that, or I don't do this or I don't do that, or I don't persuade people to get right with God. And you know, sometimes the best way to persuade people to get right with God is just be yourself. The way God made you. God will deal with those people, these people, that family member, this family member, that neighbor. You know why? Because God made them. And He'll deal with them in the way that is best way. Now, sometimes He may use you or me. Aren't you glad He's got a few instruments that He can utilize? I'm just going to pick out a few verses of Scripture here. And the one that keeps coming to me in Revelation chapter 1 is verse 7. For a lot of people say, how can you know God eternal? Does He really exist? Jesus one day, He spoke to John. And the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him. That's very important in the first verse. The first verse says the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must come shortly. He said must shortly come to pass. and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. What's he saying there? What he's saying is God spoke to Jesus. Jesus spoke to John, the pastor of the church. He said, write these things down. God sent this message. He sent it then. He sent it today. What is the message? God is eternal. And there's going to be millions of people. Some may even listen to this on the internet and say, I hear what he says, but I don't believe a word of it. God's pretty awesome. He's really awesome. I'll just go on record as saying that. That there's going to be more people that will not recognize God eternal than will, and yet he lets you or them still live on his earth, still breathe his air, still drink his water, still eat his food, and all these things. He's still gracious to them that won't even recognize that he's God. Oh, but there's coming a day. There's coming a day, it says in verse 7. It says, behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. If anybody's got some of those glasses, I need two pairs, the eclipse glasses. I don't have them. I need them. Or at least one set. That way Rhonda can close one eye and I can close the other and we can look at the eclipse. But I'm telling you, there's coming a day when you're not going to need eclipse glasses to see the most brightest thing that has ever existed on this earth. Because he is the light. He is eternal God. He is a God Almighty. And it says that every eye shall behold him. And you don't have to get on an airplane to go to someplace else to see it. It says, every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him. And the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him, even so, amen. Jesus said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, saith God, God eternal, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. I, John, who also am a brother and companion in tribulation. You think that we have tribulation? He really had it. And the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ was at the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. You that are saved, why are you here today? Because you've got a testimony. You are a witness. And you can witness to the fact that God is eternal. Who told you? The preacher? Who told you? The church? Did the baptism do it? No, God eternal will let you know if you belong to him. Then you've got a testimony to tell. You can witness to what I'm telling you today. And you can be supremely happy about it. Or you can be supremely sad about it. The choice is yours. I really wonder if people that belong to an eternal God, that he says, I will destroy the wicked, I will destroy with the wrath of God, I will take care of it all. How in the world can we let ourselves be so unhappy? Rejoice! I say rejoice! Because we got a lot of rejoicing to do. You say, well, I'm just resting up until I get to heaven. Well, guess what? You don't have to do that. You know why? Because you're going to get a new body. I'm going to get a new body. This body is temporary. But my soul is eternal. You know why? Because it's made in the likeness of God and it will eternally exist from everlasting to everlasting. And this body will be laid down in the dust of the earth, and one day after a while I will rise up. with a new glorified body, fashioned to the great Almighty God, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, everlasting and everlasting. You say, where's that? Well, it's in the Bible, but you know what? I've got something that's even more, a greater witness than that, because I've got a scar in my heart. A day scar. It shines. It shines when I let it shine. Let me read a few more things, and then I'm gonna try to close. He said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. You ever been in the Spirit on the Lord's day? Don't you like to be in the Spirit on the Lord's day? Doesn't it make you supremely happy when you're in the Spirit of the Lord? I've seen a few people that were in the Spirit of the Lord and they didn't leave too happy. You know why? Because they did this. Nobody wants to hear what I got to say. That's the same old testimony. Thank God for that, because if it was different, then you'd really have a problem. Oh, but I don't want to sing that song. And you know what usually happens when you're in the Spirit of the Lord? The Lord just keeps knocking and knocking and knocking, and then they say amen, you go out, and then you feel just defeated. I thought you said if you knew God eternal, you'd be supremely happy. We're only supremely happy when we obey that supreme happy God that we serve, or sometimes we just don't do it, do we? So he said, I am Alpha and Omega. He said, well, first of all, he said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice as a trumpet. I've heard that a few times. Anybody else here a preacher? Anybody here been called to preach? I just like to ask that every now and then. You can usually tell when there is, and they start squirming, you know, like Tim Sailors, he said, I would just wear him out, and he just, yeah, and Brother Mitch, I'd say it every now and then, Mitch Glasscock, he said, this is what he said, why'd you take that dagger and put it right in my heart? I don't do that. But if God wants you to do something for Him, you'll be supremely happy if you do it, and you'll be supremely miserable if you don't. That's the truth. But the reason I said that is, like today, you couldn't hear it, but I'll tell you right now, there has been a trumpet sounding behind me every step of the way. I can go on record as saying this, I have, to my knowledge, I have never stepped behind the pulpit without asking God to help me to deliver what you want delivered. And you know what? It has worked 100% of the time. I can go on record as saying that. But if you do it on your own. But what I'm saying is, I've got up here even today, not knowing what I'm going to say, not knowing how I'm going to say it, but just get up here and let God's Spirit speak to me. It's like these trumpets are back here sounding off. That's what this is. He said, and heard behind me a great voice as a trumpet. He makes it loud and clear. There's a lot of noise in the world. I had earplugs in yesterday. That's going to be a sermon sometime too. I don't know when it'll be, but I even carry them around in my Bible case. I showed Sister Linda a few moments ago. These earplugs might be a sermon one of these days. But I had earplugs in. I had a lot more going. And I'm talking to God. And guess what? I heard Him. Amazing. But it's real. No matter how much noise we bring into our lives, and a lot of the noise we bring into our lives, let's be honest. But even though all this noise, because God is eternal, He speaks volumes over all the noise and puts it right where it needs to be. And it's made possible and brought to you by His Son, Jesus Christ. For without Him, we'd all be eternally lost. But because of Him, we can be eternally saved. And you are
if you're truly saved. Jesus said, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. Not only the beginning and the end, He's the first and He's the last. He said, and what thou seest write in the book and send it to the seven churches of Asia, Ephesus, and to Smyrna, and to Pergamos, and to Thyatira, and to Sardis, and to Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And He said, and I turned to see the voice that spake to me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to His foot, and girt upon the paps, and golden the kirtle. And there's so many other descriptions there it'd take me a while to go through. So let's go to verse 17 in closing. And when I saw Him, I fell at His feet as dead. And He laid His right hand upon me, saying to me, fear not. I am the first and the last. You can be supremely happy to know that you don't have to fear. Jesus said, I am. I love it when He says that. I thought before I got through with these series of messages, I was going to take you to that burning bush. But God isn't taking us there yet. But how'd you like to walk up to a burning bush and say, well, you're sending me over here to preach this message. Who shall I say send me? He says, I am. Jesus says, I am. I am He that liveth and was dead. And behold, take notice, I am alive forevermore. I am alive forevermore. Jesus, thank You for being God eternal. He says, amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. He said, write these things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars, which from the thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks, the seven stars, and the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. The seven churches that we brought out. The seven churches that Jesus came and bled and died for. And because of that, He solidifies. He authorizes. He helps me to understand, and you that are saved, that because He is, because He was, and because He's coming again, God is eternal. That's all I have. Anything on your heart before we come around and shake hands? If not, Brother David and Sister Lincoln, the church would like to present to you a book full of God's Word. From everlasting to everlasting. From the beginning to the end. It's all about God. Somebody might say, well, Esther doesn't have anything about God. Well, yes, it does. It's there. I'm going to tell you, God delivers you. He'll come, and we'll give you these Bibles. And again, don't shake her hand real hard as she puts it out there. Just shake it lightly. But let them know how much we appreciate God leading them to be here. And on the front, both of you have a church covenant and agreement as church members. And so we thank you, and just want to express that to you. God bless you. God bless you. Do you have a song or two?
Go through. Go through. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Anybody have anything on your heart today? Thank you. Pray for me again.
Brother Ron, I can say that I just want to be next to you. Always do. And I appreciate the truth. And we appreciate the whole good. Very thankful. Just quickly appreciate these kind words. Anyone else?
I just want to thank God for leaving us here. For you, Rhonda. You love everybody here. And I just can't express what I feel in my heart. I'm just every day with us every morning. And I'm sorry we live so far that it's a work schedule. We can't come at night. But that'll change.
Amen. Bless you, Sister Amanda. Appreciate these words. Anyone else?